Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, Empowering Wellness and Oneness. I am Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, a published author on Amazon Books, a Reiki master, gifted intuitive, yoga instructor, and spiritual teacher. Today on the Healing Soul, I'm going to be talking with you about our energy connections and you. The energy of the universe really affects you whether you realize it or not. So I want you listening to ask yourself, how's my energy level today? And see how you feel. Just be self-aware. And if you want to raise it, we're going to talk about some ways to raise your energy today. And when you think of connections, they're so important to our lives, connecting to other people, face-to-face, having someone to count on. And I want you, after the podcast, to call a friend that you haven't called for a while and set up a lunch date, or just go to coffee, or call your friend and see if they want to go for a walk, because it really will boost your mood if you're feeling low today. Being around someone that you love and trust and that you can laugh with, it makes all the difference in your mood and in your energy. So connections with friends and family and community are vital to our energetic selves and just to being alive. That connection is so important. And one of the reasons is when you're with a friend or a loved family member, is you are seen, you're heard, and you're loved just for existing. And that's powerful, powerful stuff. And here's a quote that I ran across. Your connections with other people are important, as our connection to the earth. And that was Tom Ford. And we learn from each other in so many ways that you might not even realize. Our friends really do have an influence on our complete lives. Who your friends are and who you're around is part of who you become. You pick up on their energy and they pick up on yours. And I know for me, my friends give me emotional support. They make me feel better. We feel safe with a good friend, a friend that you can tell anything to and you know they won't repeat it. And like I said, laughing with your friends can boost your mood even on a really shitty day. Call a friend, and if they make you laugh, or if you go out and you just laugh about stupid stuff, it brings your energy back up. So belonging to your tribe that you vibe with makes life so much more enjoyable. So I know we're all busy and we're working and we're running around with kids or family or whatever is happening in your life, but make time to laugh and play and call a friend. And even if you have to schedule a week out, make a monthly lunch date with someone and stick to it. Make it a priority. And when our friends need us, we're there for them. It's a give and take of empathy and kindness and support that's just unspoken. And if you're feeling like really down and depressed, there's always somebody that's worse off than you. Check out volunteer opportunities in your community. And it will make you feel better instantly going and helping someone that's worse off than you are. And it really gives you new eyes to look at your life, that maybe your problem that you thought was so large and unsurmountable, you've got a new perspective of how you can solve an issue that you're dealing with. And it just makes you grateful for what you have when you volunteer for people that are less fortunate. And you're helping them, and even a smile that they give you, it just makes your mood boost, and you know that you've helped somebody in a small way. And here's another quote that I love. Wherever you are, in whatever you do, be in love. Rumi. So do everything with love when you give somebody something. Put your love into it. Even when you cook your food, I always do Reiki over my food and thank God for my food and give healing energy before I eat. And anybody can bless their food and be grateful. So, like I said, our energy we're sending out, our friends feel it. We feel our friend and family's energy. Without the spoken word, you can walk into a room that's tense or where there's friction and you can cut it with a knife. You can feel it. And just like if someone's joyful and cheerful, that mood rubs off on you too because that enters your auric field and you pick up part of that energy. And just like that, we connect to the universe and the planets and the shifts. And it can be felt literally in our bodies when there's a new moon. And I know for me, sometimes I can't sleep when there's a new moon or full moon. And it disrupts our sleep energies and our rhythms. And we just had five planets last month, or actually six planets in alignment. And the energy has been off the charts, and I haven't been sleeping good. And Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, and Uranus all lined up last month. And then this month, another planet, Mercury, joins the party. So it's even more energy. And that's seven planets, and we have the seven main chakra system energy centers, those toruses that run front to back in all of our chakras. Think of a big torus tunnel of energy going right through our body, front to back, where our chakras are. And this month we've got all seven planets lining up. So I just thought this is the perfect time for us to talk about universal energy and your energy and the connection and how we can clear our energies to manifest what we want and need in our lives, to have clear vision, and just to open up to receive the blessings that are in the ethers waiting for us to grab. So the moon energy affects our emotions, and like I just said, it affects my sleep. And I'm sure you listening, some of you have not slept good with different moon cycles. When we stand in the sun and you feel the sun on your face, it feels so good. It gives us energy. And when it's a sunny day, we just have a happier mood. At least I do. And Mercury gives us mental energy and it helps in clearer communication. Unless it's retrograde, of course, then you'll have miscommunication. And Venus makes us feel love, and our heart is just full of energy. Mars helps us get things done. Mars puts us in action. Jupiter brings us luck, draws abundance to us, can even share wisdom. Saturn gives us stability in our bodies and in our routine. Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto really vibe high, and that's when to tap into your higher energy to get things done. And they help us increase our intuition and ask for vivid dreams this month with the planets lining up. Ask for a message to come to you, and then jot down in your journal when you wake up what message you received. And if you need to change habits in your life, I know everybody does it in January, but this year you could do it in February. If you didn't make the changes or begin new habits that you want to, do it this month. It's a great month with all seven planets lining up and clearing your chakras and being open and allowing for that energy to enter you that can really change your life. So it's a powerful month with a lot of energy with the planets and the transits and the shifts. And in astrology, the planetary alignments like Saturn return or eclipses really do have an effect on our energy, and our energy shift just like the planets in the sky shift. We're all connected. And making certain periods could feel really intense. But sometimes when we're having those intense moments, it's the best time to do a self-awareness. Where are you? What do you want out of your life? Because that's when change happens. And when there's solar flares, that affects our mood and sleep disturbances because of the increased energy that when solar flares send out. I know you listening have felt the effects, whether you realized it or not. But some ways to help you during these high intense energies in the planets is to ground yourself. Go for a walk. If it's warm enough, take your shoes off, feel the grass on your feet or the dirt if you're on a path. Take a meditation offline, do a guided meditation, or just sit in silence. You can meditate when you're doing the dishes. Just try to clear your thoughts and say a mantra. Or you can do breath work and do some different breathing techniques. Go on YouTube and look up breath work. And like I said, just taking a walk grounds us. And getting into nature in some kind of way, go hug a tree and feel better. Let all your stress into Mother Earth. Or carry your favorite crystal that you have a connection with and feel the energy in your hand that resonates with you. That can clear your energy too. Or if you have a sound bowl, play your sound bowl every morning when you get up. And if you don't have one, go look up sound baths in your area. I'm sure there's a healing center or a yoga studio near you that you can go to a sound bath, and it's well worth it to really just clear your energy, to relax. And what it does, it's like a tune-up for your body in all of your chakras with a different hertz resonance and solfeggios and tones, just clearing you out and being open to what you need in your life. And it can also, meditation, the sound baths, crystals, it helps you align with your soul in your universal energy that's in you and with the universal energy. When you align, you feel the shifts in a way of knowingness. Your third eye opens, your heart chakra opens, your intuitive heart guides you all through clearing your chakras, aligning your energy with your soul, and then picking up on universal energy. Your heart energy with the universal heart, and just being in tune, knowing where you want to go, and having the energy and action to work towards your soul's goals. And like I said, the energy this month with the seven planets are going to affect your chakras, so be aware of it. Your root chakra connects to Saturn and Mars, gives you discipline, and like I said, Mars is for action. And then we've got the sacral chakra, which connects to Venus and the moon. Venus, you think of love, and the moon, you think of emotional energy and emotional flow in your body. The solar plexus, our belly button, connects with the sun and in Mars, dealing with confidence. And the sun just energizes us and boosts our mood. And Mars can strengthen us and have us get the things done in our life and the tasks that we need to work on and the energy to do it. Next, we have the heart chakra, which connects to Venus and the moon. Love and compassion and relationships and harmony. And of course, the moon, we're always dealing with our emotions and evaluating. That's why I asked you, how do you feel right now? And if you're not feeling up, what do you need to do? Do you need to cry and get, let that release happen or call a friend and get some emotional support? Next, we have our throat chakra, which connects to Mercury, dealing, of course, with communication, self-expression, and owning our personal truth with our words, having our soul literally speak through our throat chakra, having clarity in our words, having clear communication. Next, we have our third eye, envisioning that third eye opening. And the third eye connects to Jupiter and Neptune, and it deepens our spiritual vision, and it allows wisdom to come to us, those knowing thoughts of knowingness that just get plunked into your head. Next, we have the crown chakra. The crown chakra connects to the sun, Uranus, and Pluto. And when you think of the crown chakra, you think of divine connection, getting words of wisdom through your crown chakra, and connecting to that universal consciousness that we've talked about. The sun literally strengthens our soul's purpose and knowingness, and Uranus brings us awakening. And Pluto, if you want to transform your life, it can connect you to the transformation and knowingness to make the changes that you need to make in your life. So do a self-evaluation this month, once a week, because the planetary alignment is so strong. And like I said, during full and new moons, it affects our sacral and our heart chakra, and our emotions and our creativity can be off the charts. And Saturn return, that deals with your root and your vital force chakra, making us focus on our fears. And it happens at certain ages, our Saturn return, age 28 through 30, 58 through 60. And the root chakra is your main life force. So where's your life going? Where do you need discipline? And solar and lunar eclipses are major chakra shifts in awakening, and it can be very cleansing during a lunar and solar eclipse. And we had a couple of those last year. So there's ways that you can balance your chakras if you're feeling off with all this energy. You can get a Reiki healing, which is wonderful because we can clear your chakras doing a Reiki session. Or go to yoga, and when you're doing the poses in yoga, really focus on your chakras and the different poses, and imagine them clearing and dropping whatever doesn't serve you into Mother Earth. And meditation is a great way to balance your chakras, and we'll do a meditation in a minute. And just paying attention to how your body feels in each moment, and adjusting to make yourself more comfortable and to feel more secure and at home in your body, as well as connecting to your spiritual self. And all this energy floating through the ethers, it affects our energy in every way, even if you don't realize it. You might feel off and you don't know why you feel off, but we are connected to everything and all things. That human connection is vital, face to face, friendships, the support. It boosts our self-esteem going out and meeting for coffee. It can even improve your physical health by improving your mental health by being with friends and laughing and feeling heard and seen. And they give us a sense of belonging. And if they're in a good mood, they can help us, and vice versa. If they're down when we meet them, we can help boost them up. And just the fact that we're listening to them or have someone to listen to us is so vitally important for our physical, emotional, and mental health. And like, if you're really, really feeling down, reach out to a counselor. It shows great strength to ask for help and to go for healing. So having a couple close friends, it's been clinically proven, is actually more beneficial for your life than having 1,000 Facebook followers. Having two or three people that you get together regularly face to face and go to the movies or go get a coffee or go out to lunch, that can increase the quality of your life and help your mental and emotional health and make your life more worthwhile. So just having that genuine support and having some true friends, just a few friends are, it's all you need in your busy life. And you can have other acquaintances, and you can go on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, But that face to face, make it a priority in your life if you haven't been doing that. And all this energy floating around this month, we've talked about clearing and aligning our chakras, and they've actually connected different fingers to different planets and to our chakras, showing that connection between the microcosm of our body and the macrocosm of the universe and the planets. It's really fascinating to me. So the crown chakra, when you think of that, the top of your head, you think of tranquility that connects to Saturn and to your middle finger. Your third eye, you think of expansion and knowingness, and that connects to Jupiter and your index finger. Your throat chakra is your clear communication, connects to Mercury in your pinky finger. Your heart chakra, love in your inner self, and it connects to the moon. The solar plexus chakra is self-awareness. Think of the sun in your ring finger. The sacral chakra is your passion, and that connects to Venus. Your root chakra is action, and it's connected to Mars in your thumb. So mudras are hand gestures in yoga and in meditation that we use. And they're literally channeling the connections to your body, the planets, the universe, and vibrations. It's all an energy connection. With each mudra, there's different meanings that can clear you and connect you to your intuition, to your heart, to every chakra. So after the podcast, look up mudras online and there'll be pictures of the different hand gestures that you can use with your meditation or when you're doing yoga practice. And like I said, your thumb connects to Mars, your willpower, your root chakra, your index finger to Jupiter for growth, and your third eye. Your middle finger is Saturn, which is responsibility, and it connects to your crown chakra. The ring finger to the sun and Venus, love in your solar plexus. And once again, your pinky connects to Mercury, communication in your throat chakra. And you can look all this up online too, so that when you're doing the mudras, you know which planet you're connected to and which chakra system that you want to clear. Or if you feel stuck in a certain area, you can look up a different mudra. And like I said, the microcosm of you through mudras, through meditation, through yoga, through aligning and clearing your chakras, literally connects you to the macrocosm of the universe. Earth is vibrating under your feet when you connect to nature in a walk. The resonance can be felt by your body through your feet, coming up into that energy just comes into your body on a walk because Earth is resonating a vibration just like we are. And we're communicating, whether we realize it or not, through our vibe, through the earth, through the planets that are moving in the sky, through the full moons, through the new moons, the solar flares. All of this is continually going on, and our body intuitively picks up on these vibes. So here's another quote that I really like. Stop acting so small. You are the universe in a static motion. Rumi. I just love that because you can connect to any wish, any dream through action. You can make it your own reality through the connection to the ethers, to the universe. That spark of the divine is within you. The universe is in you. So stop acting small, dream big, and act on your dreams daily. Those little action steps by the end of the year end up being something huge. So if you haven't done it yet, pick a word for your year, something that resonates with your soul. Last year it was hope. This year it's peace. I just want peace in my life. So if you're not feeling peaceful or you're not feeling in balance or aligned with your chakras, like I said, practice meditation. Write a positive affirmation about yourself and make a date to go with your mom or your sister or a friend to a face-to-face communication. Give them a hug. Just tell them you love them and watch the stress drop away and watch your energy rise. Now we're going to go into a meditation, and if you're driving, obviously you can't do it now, but if you're at home and you can take your socks and shoes off, sink into your favorite chair. We're going to start with three deep breaths and exhaling loudly like we always do. So here's our first deep breath. Two more. Feel relaxation wash over you. I want you now to imagine lying on a blanket. Can be in your backyard, or you can be at a beautiful campsite. It's a warm summer night. The moon is full, and you're looking up at the beautiful moon and the twinkling, glistening stars in the sky. Your body just sinks into Mother Earth. You feel held. You feel supported. Ah, you feel peace. In the distance, you hear a night owl hooting in the background, singing his song. And you feel safe, almost as if Mother Earth is literally holding you in the palm of her hand. You continue to gaze at the twinkling stars, and you see the beautiful moon, and you feel your energy shift in the beautiful night sky. You feel connected as if you can reach up and grab a star, and you feel Mother Earth beneath you, and you realize this is a three-way communication that's going on. Your body, Mother Earth, in the night sky, the planets, the stars, and the universe, all three of you are communicating and vibrating and talking to each other. Now a weightlessness comes over you. You feel as if you could float off your blanket. Just sit in this weightless moment. Ah, you feel like you could fly. You feel so in touch with your soul. You feel bliss. You feel energy just shooting from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. You feel balanced and whole in every way. It's almost as if you can hear the songs the planets are playing. You surely can feel the vibration. In an utter sense of all things are possible for you in this connection, a realization comes over you. You know who you are in this moment. Now a bright white light beams through the top of your head. And you feel energized and connected and unconditionally loved. This beam of white light, which contains every color in the universe, all the colors of the chakra, goes through the top of your head and expands. It opens your third eye. It goes to your throat and clears your throat chakra. The white light fills your heart so full that it overflows to the rest of your body, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. This white light moves to your belly button and beams like the sun and clears your chakra, your solar plexus. This white light moves to your sacral chakra, clearing it, and it moves to your root chakra, and fills it so full that this energy beams up and down your spine, out the top of your head, and back down the other side of your body, going through both feet and grounding you into Mother Earth. You know who you are, and you know why you're here, and you now know your soul's path. You are whole, and you are unconditionally loved just as you are. When you're ready, wiggle your toes and open your eyes, knowing that your chakras are cleared and you can connect all month with this planetary alignment with your soul's path and your knowingness of what you're supposed to be doing in this lifetime. And I know we ask each other, why are we here? What are we supposed to be doing? And if you have a need to figure that out, journal all month and do some of the methods to clear your chakras if you feel you need it on a daily basis. Meditate or do yoga practice or get a Reiki healing. And the universe sends out sounds and vibrations, and NASA actually records them. I just stumbled upon this on nasa.gov. And you can listen to the sounds of the universe. Each planet sings its own song. How cool is that? And just like the universe, our body sends out a song of our soul to be heard by all and everything. We are all connected in every way. And I always pick an intuitive heart oracle card, and today's is Expand Your Consciousness. Attune yourself to your higher self, connecting you, listening to help you tap into universal source and to your true wisdom. Ask the masters, the angels, and the Holy Spirit to expand your cosmic consciousness right this moment. And I want you to know I really appreciate every soul listening right now. And I'm excited that my new book, Hope Heals, is now on Amazon. And it's ways to always hold hope in your heart and to learn to be hopeful every day. And that, again, that's on Amazon. And I want to thank you for listening. Hit the follow button or share this episode with someone. I really appreciate it. If you have time, leave me a kind word or a 5-star review. I really do want to reach more people. I'm doing this podcast to give people hope and encouragement. And if you want to check out what's happening with me, you can go to marybeth333.com and check out my books on Amazon. I really appreciate it. And God loves you, and so do I. Healing soul, empowering wellness and oneness.